Prince Albert. Prince Albert's Firefighters Union is showing support for municipal workers who began picketing this week outside of City Hall. Striking is an unfortunate reality in the bargaining world, so it's a necessary step in securing equal wages, said Ben Hunter, president of the International Association of Firefighters, IAFF, Local 510. It will also show how important the workers are to this community and the jobs that they do. Hunter brought coffee and donuts to CUPE 882 members on Tuesday, which began full strike action on Monday. CUPE 882 represents inside workers at City Hall and recreation facilities. The union began legal strike action on August 10 by refusing to train others and ignoring dress codes. We've been without contract for almost 2 years now, December 21st of 2021. Is when our current contract expired, explained Hunter. We're still working for those wages as well. That hasn't changed. CUPE 882 Vice President Kara Stelmachuk said it's reassuring to have the support of other unions. It does remind you that we're being told that the city's taxpayers don't want to foot the bill for this kind of thing. Well, these union members are city taxpayers, she said. Stelmachuk also encouraged people to continue honking as they drive by City Hall. It's a boost, for sure. It's just nice to hear that they're on our side, she said. On Monday, the city said it's using out-of-scope workers to ensure operations continue like normal at city facilities. Contingency plans are set for the next 6 months, it said. Stelmachuk said CUPE 882 members are prepared to picket until the city returns to the table. We want to live on our wages more than we're worried about winter, she said. We're just ready to go back with something that our members want and accept this time around because we've rejected this offer twice now. CUPE 882 is seeking a 12% increase over 4 years, while the city says its offer of an 11% increase is final. With files from Jason Kerr, Prince Albert Daily Herald. You can no longer count on social media to deliver important news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking saskdoday.ca's homepage at this link. Subscribe to saskdoday.ca newsletter to get our daily news to your inbox.